Luke, because you're the coach of the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies. It's been an interesting season in the second tier again, but how have you found it?
Yeah, look, it's been a challenging season for us. We've definitely definitely struggled with our numbers of players this year. We haven't been able to keep the same group of guys together as much as we'd like to, so with work commitments and etc. So, but, you know, we've got a good core of sort of 12, 15 guys there that are really putting in and you know, doing the best that they can this year. Yeah.
Is it one of those things where it's just player apathy or simply the fact that by the nature of the area, you've got so much work and it's usually Saturday and also weekend work?
Yeah, exactly right. The horse studs and coal mines, they employ a lot of our guys, so it all comes with weekend work and night shifts, etc. So, you know, just getting everyone to training and everyone on the park on a Saturday, it's a challenging thing, you know. So we've had a big player turnover in the last couple of years as well, so it's a very young side. But, you know, credit to the guys that are there. They're really trying hard, they're really turning up and doing the best that they can.
Yeah. What about your journey in rugby? Tell us a little bit about that, where you started and how you've come to become the coach of the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies.
Yeah, I was started playing seniors in 2000 and with Scone, and played there for 6 years, and then work took me down to South Australia. So I was playing for old collegians down there for about another 5 years, and yeah, so which was good. So, but last season down there was 2013, and then moved back up the area, and yeah, took over the coaching job here. So yeah, it's been good.
How did you find the culture of South Australian rugby? Of course, Brighton Tigers forever were the best side. Hunkapuringas finally won their premiership last year after all that talent down in the south of the city. But old collegians, very much an old school, and very much in the eastern suburbs there, the Lindell Parks and also, of course, Kensington Gardens and Norwood and that sort of area. It was a pretty productive area. A lot of the kids came out of the private schools to play with old Coles.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. No, and Prince Alfred College was one of the big schools down there that they drew a lot from. And the area, yeah, look, it's a strong competition. Probably not the depth that they have in the central north up here, but first grade competition down there is very strong. It's a lot more free-flowing rugby, I think. But yeah, it's really good. Brighton Tigers, obviously. As you said, they've been top of the tree for a fair while. They've dipped a little bit now, but I played in 3 grand finals down there while I was there, and they beat us every time, so weren't able to get over the top of them. Yeah, no, it's a good culture down there, and everyone's close-knit sort of rugby community, and a good standard in the first grade.
Fantastic with the juniors as well. We're led by Tor, and Friday nights are a big, big night down there with 150, 200 kids going out there. So tell us a little bit about the juniors and just how exciting that'll be moving forward for the club.
Yeah, no, it is really exciting, and Tor's doing a great job. He's, you know, got help from Ollie Hall and Gus Patterson. They're all sort of really putting their hand up with the juniors and doing a good job with them. And like you said, there's a lot of interest there in the juniors. So hopefully we can keep them in Scone and not send them all off to boarding school, and it'll be a good thing for the club going forward, because they, you know, like you said, they're getting good numbers and they're getting some good coaching, and so it should be good.
And also that fantastic Cauliflower Cup that was on a couple of weeks ago as well. That's great to bring new people into the town, and hopefully they can be part of the club. What about the development of the game apart from that? Well, she does a great job as the development officer in their area there, and also what do we need at Scone? We just need an influx of players who can come to training every sort of Tuesday and Thursday and be committed to play.
Yeah, exactly right. It's just I just think it's one of those things a lot of clubs go through. We've seen Walker have done it over a few years. They've sort of turned the corner a bit now. Same with Corindoy, so it'll be, and it's the same for us. We're just going to have to, you know, strap our boots up and get through this sort of year or two. And, you know, as I said, this side, we've got 2 or 3 guys that are a little bit older, and the average age, other than that, is about 21 in this first grade side. So it's a really young team. The boys seem to be wanting to hang around, and, you know, hopefully if they can stay together and keep turning up for each other, then the scoreboard will eventually start to look after itself, and that breeds more culture. And yeah, so it'll, you know, it's hard times at the moment, but everyone will stick to it, and hopefully we'll come through the other side.
Thanks for your time, Luke. We wish you all the best moving forward.